The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I will record this part. So with the dyad exercise of asking each other in a repeating question format, what is happening now? What's happening now? And what did you find out? What was that like for you? Anything surprised you? Anything you learned, opened up for you? This kind of interactive or vipassana out loud, but with the emphasis on the factor of investigation or curiosity. Yeah, please. It's...
Well, I found that oftentimes at the moment my partner said the word now.
Yeah.
That my mind was still and my awareness was very, broad.
Yeah.
But at that moment, curiosity was initiated.
Interesting.
What was I experiencing at that moment?
Right, yeah.
And I found myself, so sometimes there was a distinct sensation or thought arising at that moment, but often, so I could share that, but then oftentimes there was, nothing was happening at that moment, so sometimes I would answer, nothing. What was happening at that? Nothing. And sometimes I would notice sensations that I was experiencing that I kind of assumed I must be experiencing them at the moment he said now also, because it was right afterwards.
Right.
But I was still a bit torn whether, was that happening at the moment of now?
Right.
And do we mean at the instant he says now, or just generally now?
Yeah. Interesting.
So I varied my answers as I kind of played around with my interpretation
what now means,
the famous question.
That's funny. That's cute. What I'm appreciating what you're saying is that actually the questioning and that word specifically actually intensified the curiosity as if it kind of concentrated it to like, ding, right now, ooh. It's like, oh, right now it's happening. So, yeah.
I think part of the experience was having someone witness this.
Yeah.
But also... it differed from my meditation sitting when I could be aware of things and not articulate or note them, just kind of be with them. But now I had to articulate it.
Right.
So I think it brought a heightened awareness that what I'm experiencing now is changing very, very rapidly.
Yes.
A lot of things are happening.
Right.
And so... It's kind of problematic to describe all the things that are happening, even in that moment.
Right.
So it was an interesting experience.
Yeah. And you often choose whatever is most prominent, to choose. And and I really appreciate how you're pointing out that actually the curiosity intensified the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Even much more than when you sit. Great, wonderful.
I'm sorry I took so much time. I just want to comment that in the last session, there were the three metaphors around types of mindfulness, and one of them was around attention to the very distinct edges around it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So during my meditation, I've kind of that is one of the that particular metaphor to me is very kind of close to this curiosity.
Right. So I'm appreciating you linking the teachings today with that of last month, because the three metaphors that I brought in and the one you're referring to has to do with the the doctor's scalpel. It's that kind of sharp, just really feeling. Whereas another metaphor for mindfulness is the cowherder kind of sitting and resting and just observing the cows after the crops have been picked up. Mm-hmm. And in both of those modes, you can have curiosity, right?
Yeah.
You can. So that open, spacious mode is more like what Rilke is describing. You're dropping the question, and you kind of live the question from a spacious place. And then there's other mode of the scalpel, like what's happening now, right here, right now, right here. So they're both.
So my answers to the questions would often vacillate between those.
Yeah,
two
yeah,
modes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is rich. This is great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else? Yes. And after this, we will break for lunch.
Well, I noticed that in the earlier part of being questioned, my answers were more scattered and fragmented than the later part of the session. There was a much more of a focus and a something more unified about my answers, so they weren't going all over the place. And in fact, I think it was one where I just said the same thing twice. So it did. I was aware that the focus, the paying attention, did itself have the effect of unifying the thoughts.
Nice. What you're saying, to paraphrase it, is that just the aspects of being curious and paying attention, it settled your mind. So it brought in.
Yeah.
The factor of samadhi, which is concentration, which is basically mind unifying and mind settling. Instead of being going all over the place, the mind kind of settles.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So that's another way that investigation and mindfulness are supporting samadhi, another factor. Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
I think I've experienced that before, but this time I was more aware that I was experiencing it.
Right. Great. More sati, more mindfulness of the experience itself. So it's kind of circular. Because what's happening now? Oh, I'm noticing that my mind is more settled now. So great. Nice. And of course, all of you, I see your hand is about to go. Yeah, okay, we'll take one more because earlier you had a question. And we'll make this last.
I want to say that was a very powerful, that's been a powerful insight for me this morning, is the connectedness between mindfulness, curiosity, and energy.
Yeah.
I had never realized how much my energy is often tied to my curiosity.
Oh.
That curiosity gives me energy, and then I follow the curiosity, and then I have more energy.
Right.
And that curiosity comes out of mindfulness. When you're too harried, you don't notice enough to be curious.
Right.
Because you're brushing past everything.
Yeah.
Curiosity really requires a few moments of stillfulness even to notice something to be curious about. So that was very powerful for me as far as understanding the way those three relate together.
Yeah.
And the ability to track energy to curiosity.
Yeah. Nice. That's lovely for you to see the connection, really, in grok, the connection of these three factors with each other, that, they bring each other up. This is, and really, all seven factors bring each other up. And it's kind of fun to grok, like, oh, yeah, this is how these relate. And I appreciate your questions, in your commentary, both of you, talking about the different factors, like, oh, yeah, this is grokked now. This is how these relate. Fun. Awesome. By the way, each side spoke for 12 minutes.
Wow.
Did it feel like 12 minutes? Did it feel shorter?
20.
Did it feel longer? Wait. Well, hold on. Show of hands. For whom it felt shorter? Show of hands. It felt shorter.
Okay.
Oh. Then I have to ask four questions. In general, I don't know. General, for those of you who felt short, for those who felt longer, Okay. All right. That's great. Bell curve, kind of like it's. But the distribution, I have to say, is more on the side of people who felt it was shorter than it actually was.
But. Oh,
well, thanks for making that nuance. Did other people have that experience? Yes? Yes. Did somebody have the opposite experience? Yeah. No, this is good. I love it, guys. This is awesome. All right. Let's break for lunch. It's about 12:45. Let's take an hour. So 1:45. Let's come back at 1:45. And homework. By the way, you have... Yes, lunch, and I'm a slave driver. I'm going to give you homework over lunch. Not this. This is for taking home. But during lunch, the question I like to for you to drop in now and then is: what is helpful? What is kind?
Helpful.
What is helpful? What is kind? You can experiment with both of those, one of those. Just what is helpful? It's just curiosity, but it's taking curiosity with a particular lens. Okay? All right. Enjoy your lunch. And please take a handout. This is your home. This is not homework, but reflections at home.